booted feet rang in the vast, open space of the temple entrance hall as she headed toward the turbolift that would take her to the first wing of the archives. She crossed her arms, fidgeting slightly, as the turbolift hummed softly and bore her to the top floor. She found Silgall in a small alcove in the depths of the stacks, seated at one of the tables and surrounded by tall piles of glowing blue data tapes and data cards. Her smooth brown head was bent over an ancient text, and her flipper-like hands were encased in gloves to protect the delicate old flimsy. She looked up at Gisela's approach.
"Gisela, right on time," she said,
her gravelly voice warm. Gisela offered her a weak smile in return and slipped into the seat across from her. Even though this was the arranged time for them to meet, it was clear that Silgall had been here for a while already.
"Hi."
Gisela sighed and reached out for a datapad, holding it in a limp hand.
"I'm sorry, Master Silgall. I don't even know where to start trying to help."
Silgall regarded her sympathetically, slightly turning her head to fix Gisela with a single large bulbous eye.
"You know everyone is doing everything they can. It is important to us all that your brother recover fully and that we understand what happened to him. With understanding will, we very much hope, come a cure and the ability to negotiate his release from Galactic Alliance custody."
Gisela winced and brushed back a lock of reddish-brown hair that had escaped the haphazard bun she'd pinned up that morning.
"I know, it's upsetting that this is only serving to damage the Jedi in the eyes of the public. Valen, he would never have wanted that."
"Of course not,"
Silgall soothed.
"This is in no way a reflection on your family, Gisela. It is simply a tragic and temporarily, I hope, an inexplicable event."
Silgall sounded utterly earnest, and Gisela believed that the Mon Calamari healer meant every word. She knew that Silgall was, to some degree, against the idea of Jedi having attachments, and yet she was still so kind and supportive to Gisela. It meant a lot. Still, she wished Master Skywalker were here. Although Luke had done everything he could to make sure the transition of power was smooth, the Jedi Order had been thrown into tumult upon his departure. She knew Master Hamner was doing his best in the thankless role of trying to handle everything tactfully, but also knew he wasn't succeeding. The last thing the Order needed was a crazy Jedi Knight running around claiming that people weren't who they were. And now Valen was encased in carbonite in a GA prison, unable to be with those who loved him, to even comprehend that those who loved him were trying to help him. Empathetically feeling the cold that enshrouded Valen, Gisela wrapped slim arms around her own body and shivered slightly.
"Oh, Valen, if you could only tell us what had happened. Why you looked at Mom and Dad and thought they weren't themselves. How could you not know your own parents?"
Tears leaked past her closed lids, and she brushed them away angrily.
"Stop it, Sela,"
she told herself sternly. Grief and worry would not serve Valen or the Order now. Only calmness and knowledge would. She opened her eyes and reached for the discarded datapad.
"That looks like a very old record," she said, lifting her eyes to Silgall. "Do you have any theories on—"
Gisela felt the blood drain from her face.